Today's daf is daf lamed tet. We're holding in the middle of the sugya about the isur of various isuri karka, such as the machlokas that we had. We got the status of chodosh, orla, and kilayim in chutz laretz. And so yesterday we discovered that there were tremendous kulays in terms of the suffik orla and the suffik kilayim. In chutz laretz, it was mutter to either. It was mutter to actually go down and to buy, even though you would watch the lakita, and the guy would go ahead and do the lakita for you, or it was mutter to be lokeach without seeing the lakita. We had two different approaches. It continues the Gemara today on the fifth line down, last word. Omar le Levi le Shmuel Arioch. Levi said to Shmuel, he called Shmuel Arioch. Arioch is a remez. Rashi says elsewhere to Arioch Melech Elasar. And Elasar means al isur, anything but isur. That's because we paskin like Rav when it comes to isur, but when it comes to everything else, we paskin like Shmuel. So he called him Arioch, king, Lashon of Rex. Sapekli, this is a beautiful play on words, because sapek, of course, means make sure I get it, but sapek also means make it a suffix for me, right? Very cute. So it's, since if it's a suffix, it's mutter, so why don't you go ahead, you pick it, and then it'll be a suffix for me, because I won't know whether it's okay or not, and then I'll be allowed to eat it. So sapekli vanecho. It's really cute. And indeed, they used to have Rav Avya and Rabbi Baruch Hanan would be misapku sefuki lahadadi. They would give each one to the other the orla that they had picked at chutz laretz, but since it was a suffix to the other one, so mamela, each one would be matir the other one. Amri harifa de pumpadosoi, the efa avimim, who were called, they were both the children of Rechova, they were called the sharp ones in Pumbedita. They paskin that bichlal in orla b'chutz laretz. And as we've had so far a machlokas, is orla hilchata de medina, like Shmuel was saying, is orla halacha l'meshem Sinai, like Rabbi Yochanan was quoted as saying, and here we have, and we're going to see later how they could argue with both, but it turns out there's another shita, that bichlal there's no isur orla in chutz laretz at all. Sholcher Rav Yudah lekamin Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yudah sent this psak of Charufi to Pimpadosoi to Rav Yochanan, which was mamish. I mean, Rav Yochanan was the one that held it. It was poshed aloch lamish misinai. Sholach lezer Rav Yochanan was outraged. So he sent back a message. He said, okay, first of all, stone sveka, this halacha that the sofek is mutter, what you have to do is you have to be seisim that psak. It should no longer be an open psak, that people should know that sofek orla is indeed mutter. Because look what's happening. People are being makel totally when it comes to the dinim of orla. And not only that, the abed vada'a, if you have peiros that were actually vada'i orla, you go ahead and be ma'abed and be adai. And what you should do is be machris, that everybody should know that the peres of the harifa, the pumpadoi, they should be tunim gniza. All of their peres shouldn't be used. We should be gainis those peres to be mefarsim, that their psak is completely wrong. And I want you to know that it should be a dover that everyone is aware of. That kol ha'omer ein orla b'chutz laretz, somebody who makes a psak like that, lo yehelo nin v'neched mashlich hevel begorel bekal Hashem, shouldn't have a chelek in those who will ultimately be given a nachala in Eretz Yisrael. Some say this is because to say that ein orla b'chutz laretz was being meitzi laz al Eretz Yisrael, so it was keneged the chet of the meraglim. Very interesting. Zalpi Kabbalah, the nature of orla is really a pagam. In other words, if you say that Eretz Yisrael has arelus in it, that the keach of pure chomer and evil in Eretz Yisrael is stronger than chutz laretz, you say. So inchut, which is true lemaisa, but it's the same way we say that there's no real avedus kechavim in chutz laretz. You know, it's only minhag avaseh badeim. You have to be in Eretz Yisrael in order to really get the, you know, like Rashi says, this is the land that causes you to do averus. But somebody who's a shaitis, bichlal, not shayach orla, and chut, to say it in that way, is being made tzilas on Eretz Yisrael.
Not that the fruit of the wrong was okay, was also happy you were
on the fruit. But there was clearly in terms of the Bishunim Perosayim. So therefore, he shouldn't have a chelek. Chevo b'gur b'kal Hashem. Okay, but l'maisach harivet apupetisoi, obviously we're not coming to be chelek on all the g'dele ador. I mean, inu kaman savrua, where did they find that mekor? Yehoda Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Durmaska, Shomer Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Shomer Mishum Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Shomer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. This is a pretty good Piskei Halachas over your line. Ein Orla B'chutzlaretz, that there is B'chlal no Isser of Orla B'chutzlaretz. Is that true? That Rebbe, how can you say the Rebbe Eliezer Paskin that way? Didn't we just have in the Mishnah, Tanan, Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Afachadash. Afachadash means, in addition to what the Tadak Haba was saying about Orla and Kilayim, I want to add Chodosh. Right? That's how we understood it before. We came out that he was adding now Lechumra, that Chodosh is Noig B'chutzlaretz. So if that's the case, how do you have now in this whole list? It's getting awfully suspicious. How do you have Rebbe Eliezer if he's the one dafka that is even more machmer? Tani chadash, that is wrong. Take out that word af. Rebbe Eliezer holds chadash, meaning af the way they were learning, but he himself doesn't hold that you should say the word af in terms of chadash plus or lavekilayim. He was saying the only thing that is noig in chutzlaretz would be chadash. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan, Orla b'chutzlaretz halacha l'Moshe miSinai. So over here, Reb Zera has actually another years. It was Reb Asi himself said to that I'm quoting this psak, but it doesn't make any sense. I mean, Ratanya. Suffolk Orla Ba'aretz B'Surya Mutter. It's astounding. I mean, if you're telling me on one side of your mouth that it's halacha l'Moshe miSinai, so that means we have to be machmir. And on the other side of your mouth, you're telling me that we can be mekel. So how do you explain that? If you're telling me we can be mekel, it means that you're looking at it as sveikah derabanan. And then you're telling me, no, but it's actually a sveikah d'oraisa from an halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Shtemim Geshachad. He was absolutely shocked for a moment. It's like it's a shattering question. Oh, Marleis. Rav Yochanan Tanyad, you know what? This must be the actual nature of the halacha. Ema kach ne'emar. Sveika mutar vada asur. What it's saying over here is that the vadai is halacha l'Moshe miSinai visur. And there was never a halacha l'Moshe miSinai that asured sveika at all. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan, lokin ala kilayim dvar Torah, that actually there's a yichiyev malchus on kilayim midivrei Torah in Chutz Laretz. Omer Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi, what? I thought we just had before, we said very clearly that it was only anantanan kilayim midivrei Torah. Nobody argued on that. The only machlokas that we found was whether Orlo was also Be'etzem midivrei seferim, because it meant Hilchas Ad Medina, or whether maybe it was halacha l'Moshe miSinai. But last I heard, nobody was suggesting that there would be an Issur D'oraisa on Kilayim. Or Marlei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. And on Kilayim midivrei seferim, lo kasha, kan b'kloy hakeren, kan b'harkavat ilan. As I mentioned to you earlier in the Mishnah, there are different types of kilayim in Chutz Laretz. We were talking about kilay zroyim, mutzi bechlal is no issur. Talking about kilay akerem, there's an issur rabbonin. But where you're talking about harkavat ilan, that is actually an issur d'oraita. So that means the grafting one species of tree to another tree. And that is kiddush Shmuel. The Omer Shmuel points out, this is the we had in Gemara Sanhedrin, et chukotai tishmoru, instead of saying vishmor chukotai, it puts the chok before the shmira as if to say there are ancient chukim shechakakti lechakvar, those ancient chukim that came into play while I was talking already to Noach when he came out of the teva, and how it is that he has to deal with animals. And one of those halachas were, he was a farmer, meaning that he cared agriculturally for both animal husbandry and the earth. So those words, behemtecha lo tarbia kil'ayim, satcha lo tizra kil'ayim, that is a chok, an ancient chok, and indeed we pask in that b'nei noyach erchayev in these two mitzvahs. The only thing is they're not included in the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, they're mipia kabbalah, and they're not ne'anashim alayim. But these are chiyuvim on b'nei noyach, which the way to deal with the integrity of the earth is built into the nature of the farming of b'nei noyach. But meanwhile, look at the way that it puts together these two mitzvahs. Now, lo tarbiya kilayim, that's a particular type of mixing of species that has to do with the actual physical mating of two species. Now, normally when we plant kilayim, planted kilayim doesn't mix the genes of the thing. It doesn't actually mix the products. It's just it's in the same field. This is a completely different type of kilayim. So therefore, it comes to teach me that there is indeed a concept of satcha. That just like behemaz baharba'a, just like we're talking about over there, the actual contact between the physicality of the two species, avsatcha bahar kava, that would mean that there is an iser on a ben noyach as well for harkava, which means it would be chal, even in chutz la'aretz, it's irrelevant, which would mean that the only thing that we actually do that is where we insert a piece of one tree into another tree, or one species into another species, which is similar to mammals mating. And that is a type of iser, kilayim, that is indeed chal midyoraisa, even in chutz la'aretz. Because ma behem techa noeg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Just like we understand that the mating of animals is irrelevant in terms of its connection to the karka, af sadecha, this type of mating of kilayim in your sadeh, is noeg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Says the Gemara, indeed, but it says sadecha. Isn't sadecha the concept of the sada that was given to you as a nachala, it's truly yours? And that would mean daf keretz Yisrael. How could you ever have something that's truly yours in chutz la'aretz? I know, that's true. But ahulamu teizroim sheba chutz la'aretz. That sadecha is coming to tell me that the din of zriya in sadecha, lo tizra, which clearly is not the same as the harkavata ilan, which is similar to the behemtecha lo tarbiya, that indeed is a din in sadecha. But the other part, the harkavata ilan, that is a din that is chal all over. Rav Chanan and Rav Anan, or some have Rav Nachman and Rav Anan, Avishakli v'azli v'urcha, they were walking together in chutz la'aretz on the road. And Chazul who gave it to Kazar Zroim Bari Adode, and they saw somebody who was planting different types of Zroim together, which was an Isser of Kloy Zroim. So that's the Sadecha. Omar Le. So he said to Ravana, Nete Mar Neshamta, if you'll join me, then we'll be able to put these guys into Cherem because they're being overrun in Isser Drabona. Oh, Marlene Lo Chavrito, excuse me, but I see that you guys don't really have a good grasp of the halakhas here. Because there's no Isser of Kaloi Zeroyim. You're getting confused. It's only an Isser of Kaloi Akkara. So that it's Sotcha. Sotcha is only Miyuchatacha. The Sucha is Yulahu Gavra, the Kazar Chita Visar Begufne. So then, later on, they pass by where somebody was planting Kaloiim in a Karim. Oh, so here he's excited. Last we get a chance to go around blasting people, right? Some of them may say, Marna Shante, how about this time, huh? Oh, Marley, I see, Lotz Aritu. You may know a little bit about it now, but it sure ain't clear to you. Look, I'm on Rabbi Yoshia. Don't we pass like Rabbi Yoshia who holds that you're not chayev in Eretz Yisrael until Achi Yizrach Chitav Yisorav Chatzan B'mapolat Yav. That the only way that you're chayev in kilayim for kaloya keren is if you have the chita, the saora, and the actual seed for the vine together. But if the vine already exists, the keren already exists, then there's no iser in kiloya keren.
Only in chutz la'aretz.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he holds that this is the deraisa in Yisrael, that you're not loike, but because of that, we were machmul chutz la'aretz.
Is it wheat and or barley?
Oh, it's a summer. The summer goes only one or the other. But lemaisa, in the sugya of Rav Yoshia, we have to be machalik between the iser of kloyak kerem, So that requires indeed all three, according to this. So karmacha lo tizrak kilayim, that you can't do iser kilayim, which is defined elsewhere as two different things, in your kerem. Okay, but the Tosfos has a big discussion. What's that? That's what he's saying, that we pass like Rabbi Yoshia, according to which you wouldn't be chayav malchus unless you actually would do all three together. Rabbi Yosef would actually be ma'arev bizrani. He would mix together different seeds, vizora, and he would plant in chutz laretz and bavel. Omele Abaye said, Abaye, how can you do that? I mean, it says beferish, kilayim is also divrei seferim, no? V'nantan kilayim divrei seferim. Omar lei, so Rabbi Yosef said, Abaye, you're getting mixed up, lo kasha. Kan bekloya kerem. The iser in chutz laretz is kloya kerem. What I'm doing is I'm planting kloya zroim. Why is there a difference, Midrabana? Because Kaloi HaKerem, where it's very chomor in Eretz Yisrael, the Ba'aretz Asurim Bahana'a. We made indeed the Kalvachomer earlier that Chodosh is an Yisrael No, Kaloi HaKerem is Yisrael No. So something which is in Yisrael No, so therefore they were geyser even B'chutz La'aretz. B'chutz La'aretz Nami Gozer B'Rabana. Masha'inken Kaloi Yisrael. But even in Eretz Yisrael, it's not in Yisrael Hana'a. We did not make the Gezerah to be Noyeg B'chutz La'aretz at all. B'chutz La'aretz Nami Lo Gozer B'Rabbanan. And therefore, even L'chatchila, I'm planting Kilayim in Chutz La'aretz. Hoder, I'm Rav Yosef. Then Rav Yosef said, ooh, you know what? I think I actually made a mistake. Because Lav Miltadam, I made a big mistake. I just realized that Rav, he had one of those victory gardens in his yeshiva. So that when times get rough, you know, so that we're gonna all have to start planting on the rooftops. So when he had his garden in the yeshiva for the guys to be able to get a little bit of nourishment, you know, together with the bread that they had, so he was very careful to sow that garden mashari mashari. He had separate rows, and each species was in a different row. I assume that he did that. My time up, lab mishum e ruvi ruvi kelayim. He wanted to make sure that there would be no mixture. Omale Abaye, come on. That's why you're ready to change your mind. I mean, Bishlema, the Ashwinan, Arbal, Arbaru, Chota, Rugava, Hatbe, Enzashap. Look, I mean, if he would have done a really, really sharp job to show that this was an Indian of Kilai, right? As we say, if you have an Aruga, so that you're able to fit, if you're very careful, you can have one thing in the middle, and then on the four corners, another four species. Again, then you're making a point. Look at this. I'm being very makban on your line. But to plant a garden with rows that are separated, I mean, anybody would do that. How come you shouldn't know? I mean, what, Rav doesn't have an aesthetic sense, but it has to be Kilayim. If you have a neat garden, I mean, obviously he's a frum guy. Well, what would he care how it looks? You know, it must be that it's a halacha. Maybe Rav is a human being who likes to have a pretty garden. And you're bringing a riot that that's Kilayim. Or you know what? There's another simple logistical reason. I mean, you're going to send a guy out. You're going to say, I want there to be such and such a salad for breakfast. The guy's going to have to be poking around, finding the tomatoes that are mixed with the cucumbers. But I can't come off it. So Mimele, he did things in a way that was looked nice and it was convenient. But why should you think for a moment that that has something to do with the Yisr Kalai?
Rav and Abaye had one way of seeing it. Rabbi Yosef had another.
Rabbi Yosef couldn't see. It could be he lost his aesthetic sense. Yeah. No. So being as we've been discussing the getter of mitzvahs in this parak, that is which mitzvahs the women are chayev, or which mitzvahs are chal in Eretz Yisrael, or which mitzvahs is a nogeya father to a son, and a son to a father, and so on. So we also want now to clear at the end of the parak the inyanim of the sechar ha-mitzvot bechla. Says the Mishnah, kol ha-oseh mitzvah achat, mitivin lo, mashma, that we're mative to a person for one mitzvah in olam hazeh, and ma'arichin lo yamav v'nochel at haaretz, and he's also nochel olam haba. So in other words, he gets zechus in olam hazeh, but he also is given now nachalat haaretz, the real haaretz, the artzot hachayim. V'chol she'eino se mitzvah achat, but if he doesn't do a mitzvah, ein mitivin lo, v'ein ma'arichin. It's a very strange Mishnah. So now the Gemara, first of all, has got the most obvious question. The Mishnah seems to be a contradiction to the famous Mishnah in Peah that we say every day, and it's a mamash. But here it's saying any mitzvah he gets now hatava and olam hazeh, plus he's noachal ha'aretz, which sounds like the same idea as he's eats the peres by olam hazeh and he's still zeichad olam haba. But in the Mishnah it says the opposite for aminu. Elu devarim shadam ochel perotehem olam hazeh v'keren kayemet olam haba. Elu hei. The following and only the following would we say that you would be able to get a schus in Olam Hazeh plus a Nerchel HaSa'aretz. Kibud Ava'im, Gimilut Chasadim, Achvasat Orchim, Vava'at Shalom Ben Adam L'Chaviro, V'Talmud Torah K'neged Kulam. And of course our Perek has been dealing with the Kibud Ava'im, the Talmud Torah issue, so this Mishnah seems to really be nogate everything. So how do you explain now our Mishnah saying that any mitzvah is like this? Omer of Yehuda, you misunderstand the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not claiming that all mitzvot will give you both something in Olam Hazeh and a chelek in Olam Haba. What the Mishnah needs to be saying is kol ha'oseh mitzvah achat above and beyond the balance of your life. That's what it's saying. So in other words, we're assuming that a person is a Beinoni. So now he's got a balanced life, which is the norm because things tend to even out. People are not vicious rishayim usually, and not committed tzaddikim. So you end up as a beinoni. If you are able to be machariya, that part of your life, in going completely out of your way and out changing your essence by doing that single mitzvah, which is yitera zechuyotav, which now is machariya lekav zechut, then metivim lo. That's what it means. So then now he gets for the schus of all of its mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh, the domek mishim mekayim kol haTorah kula. And that one mitzvah now, this as the Rambam puts it, right? This is the Tzadik Yisoid Olam, he's machriya himself, and possibly kol haOlam kula l'day zechus. So that it's now as if everything that could possibly have been done, he did. And therefore his whole life changes. So what are you saying? You're saying, surely you're not suggesting that a person who only did Kibud Ava'im, who only did Gemilut Chasadim, but has done every Aveir in the book and is absolutely a murderer, rotten, whatever, but he happens to learn, you know, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So because of that, you don't need that it should be Rov. It's okay if it's just one mitzvah. It's like, it's ridiculous. Omer of Shmaya, no. It's the difference of the one mitzvah. That's the point. In other words, if a person is shokel, and he's a beinoni, and among the mitzvot of his beinoniyut, he has kivud aviyim, so then imaitashe kulam machra'at, then that single mitzvah will be machriya, that it's as if he was zeicha to the peres v'olam hazeh, and the keren kayemet olam haba. Asks Tosis, that's irrelevant. Because anyway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machriya. Because he's mate klape zechus. So what are you telling me? It's machriya.
If it's half and half.
Well, that's what we're talking about. It's half and half. If one of these are there. But anyway, we say the din is that he's mate klape chesed. So then what do we need that mitzvah for to be machriya? Says Tais is a very brilliant thing, which is mamish. I mean, once you see the Hilchos Tshuva, you've gone through the dinim of Hilchos Tshuva, it's very clear the importance of that. Says Tais, here, the nafkamina is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machriya, he's machriya the din. But in terms of what the person remains a beinoni. And we've seen the centrality of that psak. That's the existential psak. Beinoni as a mediocre human being, essentially. Doesn't matter these issues about din. That's the question of carrying out dinim. So his chus, the good things he'll have, the bad things he have, but those are nowhere near as important as defining his existence. So there, it won't make any nafkamina for his status. He remains a beinoni. Hashem came over here, it's actually machriya, without a hachro in terms of din. It changes the type of person he is, those mitzvahs. So because of that, his schus is a completely different level of schus, says Taisus. So in that sense, that one thing will be machriya, and over here we're talking about that he went outside of the shikul. So our Mishnah is talking about going beyond the shikul. The Mishnah in Peah is talking about from within the shikul, and the halach of mata klape chesed is not talking about the shikul bichalal. It's talking about the din of the shikul. Okay, This is how you're coming out? And now if you change your shikul by one mitzvah, so then you have a great life, and it's as if you did kol ha-Torah kula. Well, that's weird, because we learned exactly the opposite. That if you want to have a miserable life, then you should have rov zechuyos. Because there it says, kol zechuyotav merubim mi'avonotav. A person who has more zechut than avonot, meri'im lo, with terrible life he has. V'dome kemisha sarav kol ha-Torah kula v'lo shirim ha-filo is'achas. It's as if he was over on the entire Torah. He didn't leave a single avera that he didn't do. Mashenkin Koshavonotam Rubin, somebody who's a good Russia. Oh, he's got a great life. Mitivimlo, Vidoma Kemishikiyim Kalatera Kula, Velochisarois Achas Mimena. So basically, if a person is dumb enough to be a tzaddik, so then I mean he's only has a little bit extra of Zechus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to suffer in hell, so let him have a hell in this world, and then he'll have a good chelek in Olam Haba. Mashenkein, a guy who was a Rasha, so but he had lots of good mitzvahs also. So he has to have his Olam Haba and Gan Eden in this world. He has Gan Eden in this world to give him hell in Olam Haba. So, I mean, how can you say in the Mishnah that you're going to have a good life if you are Machriya L'Teva? Something's wrong. Omer Abaye Matnitin da Avdin Le Yom Tav Yom Bish. So Rashi learns it means like this, which is very counterintuitive. That what the Mishnah is referring to, our Mishnah, when it says he has a Yom, doesn't mean he has. It means that we prepare for him a Yom Tava in Olam Haba. Within Olam Hazeh we do the preparations, which means we give him hell. Or we prepare the Yom Bish, which means we make him a party. Tosu says that's crazy. I mean, that's, first of all, there's a raya later on from the Gemara. I mean, but that's not the way we use the Lashon. Therefore, Tainus Tosus, Yumatav Yumabish means that we're not saying that he's not going to have Tzoras. But what we are saying is that there will be times when that Tzadik, who is Ruba, will have a wonderful, wonderful day. In other words, there will be moments in his life where it looks as if he's living the most incredible life. And there will be moments in the life of the one who does it where he looks like he's having the most horrible life. That doesn't mean that there won't be times in which he's going to suffer in order to be making him in for Olam Haba, and vice versa, in which the Rasha won't have a great time, he'll have a great time too. All we're saying is that this mitzvah will have an impact in Olam Hazeh, and this non-mitzvah will have an impact in Olam Hazeh. That's all that we're saying. But it doesn't define the whole nature of his life in Olam Hazeh. Rava Omar, Havani Rabbi Yaakovi, the Omar Schar Mitzvah Ba'ai Amaleka. Rava says no, the approach originally was right. And generally speaking, there is an impact of mitzvah in Olam Hazeh. Now, the mission that you brought, which is Meri'in Lo, that bright, I mean, that's horrible. That indeed is going on Libra Rabbi Yaakov. And he holds that there is no impact in Olam Hazeh at all of doing a mitzvah. Says Taisvis that you see from here that Abaye was not going Aliba de Rabbi Yaakov. But the way Rashi is learning that Enochinami, it means that we're going to prepare a Yom Tov in Olam Hazeh, why couldn't Abaye also be going like Rabbi Yaakov? He's not going to get any schus in Olam Hazeh. So why all of a sudden Rava comes, no, how many Rabbi Yaakov, we could say it's going like Rabbi Yaakov Bichlal. Therefore, it's a you see clearly from the Gemara that that's not the pshat, the way Rashi was learning Yom Tov and Yom Bish. So he holds, no, he argues, he also says no such thing. And he says, I'll prove it gufa from those mitzvahs, the Tani, Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Ein lecha kol mitzvah u'mitzvah, shektuva b'torah, shematan schara b'tzidah, she'ein tchiyat ha-metim tluyaba. Exactly the mitzvahs that you guys think are referenced to Olam Hazeh. And there's a few mitzvahs where the Torah openly says that you're going to have good out of this, right? So, Laman Yarichu Yamecha. Those are the mitzvahs that prove that there's got to be a life other than your current life. Because look, Bakivat Ava'im, what does it say? Laman Yarichu Yamecha, Ulaman Yitavlach. Bishiluach HaKein, what does it say? So now I ask you, A father says to a son, climb up that ladder, kiddo, and bring me some fresh young birds for my meal. The boy climbs up, and on his way down, the ladder collapses and he's killed. So I ask you, so what's the Torah trying to say? I mean, who's it kidding? So, I mean, obviously, the only way that we're supposed to understand in a reasonable fashion that the Torah should be talking about Laman Yitavlach is where you're living in the context in which it's possible to be native, serious Hatova. Not what are we going to say? Laman Yitavlach, you should have a lot of good movies. Laman Yitavlach, you should have 30 years of a nice feather bed. I mean, that's ridiculous. Laman Yarichun Yamecha, what's the Yarichun Yamecha? Well, what are we going to give you? 30, 40 years? It's a joke. So that's got to mean Le'olam Shekulo Tov, Le'man Yarichun Yamecha, Le'olam Shekulo Aroch. Says the Gemara, wait. We're already jumping to conclusions. And what would be in such a case? I mean, maybe such a case wouldn't be, no? I mean, no, Rabbi Yaakov actually saw it. Rabbi Yaakov Maaseh Chazar. So he saw this actually happens. He said, well, come on, don't tell me it ain't going to happen. I saw it. He's a grandson of Akar. The Gemara is going to relate it in a minute. So, says the Gemara, so maybe that was a case where the kid was being Mahar Bavera Havi. I mean, maybe he, the whole time he was up there, he wasn't thinking about a mitzvah. He was seeing this pretty girl down on the ground. So he figures a good opportunity to look in the neighbor's window. I mean, so where do we see over there that this wife maybe wouldn't be a schus? No, so what? I mean, machshavara ayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfala maaseh. I mean, we're not going to now punish him in that fashion. He didn't do anything. Oh, yeah, maybe he was thinking about Avedis Kechavim. We do Maharav Avedis Kechavim. And by Avedis Kechavim, it says, Lamant Tvosit Beit Yisrael Bilibam. Over there, the Pasuk is referring to Avedis Zorah. So it says, but Rabbi Yaakov was taking that into consideration. I mean, if you're going to say that, then you're making a joke of the whole thing, right? Because whenever something happens, well, you know, I mean, it must be that. I mean, that's the whole point. If you're going to tell me that the Torah actually seriously expects you to believe that you're going to have zechusim in olam hazeh because of your mitzvahs, so amaylo agin mitzvah. Then the point is that the mitzvah should see to it that he doesn't fall into such a trap, and that indeed he would have his opportunity for schar mitzvah. I mean, otherwise you make a joke of it. Wherever it doesn't work, there's always an out. You know, well, it's not that the Rebbe's bracha didn't work; it's that the chassid at this point had done. I mean, you can always find a way out. But that would be the whole meaning in the haftach of the Torah. So it must be that this is not the meaning of the haftacha. How would he come to such a matzav? Wait a minute, says the Gemara. But how can we say that such a thing happened? There's another problem, because Amar Rabbi Elazar Shluchei Mitzvah Einu Nizokin. Forget about the issue of Schar Mitzvah. Okay, fine, Schar Mitzvah. But how is it that he was killed while he was being Isaac in a mitzvah if there's such a thing as a Shemira Bechlau because of Shluchei Mitzvah? Well, no, that's talking about Baalichatam Shine. I mean, here he's on his way down. You know, once you're on your way down off the ladder, I mean, then it's over. No more Shmira. Because everybody asks, what do you mean? But on his way down from the ladder is when he was going to bring his father the food, no? You have to say he threw the birds down from the top, and then he came down off the ladder.
No, also, Kashi Rabbi Yahu says there's no,
like, you know, Sar Lamazay, and the Shmir itself is a Sar. No, that's not a Sar. That's Hagona. That wouldn't help, because you're not supposed to be nanash even on your way back. This mitzvah is shomer. Well, it was a lousy ladder, you see. Sulam ru'uahavi, the kaviya zeka, something where it's normal and accepted that you're doing something stupid and it's dangerous, then we don't say shluchi mitzvah ena nizochi. Because kolayecha de kaviya zeka lo samchina nanisa. You don't rely on miracles. I mean, it's one thing to say there's a shmira, but certainly it's not going to be miraculous. If you want to do something stupid, you're still going to get hurt. We see that clearly, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel to go ahead and to make David king, So Shmuel says, Echelet v'shamasha uvahargeni. So what? I mean, he can't rely on God. God tells him to do something. I mean, so I'm doing your shlichut. So undoubtedly, God will protect his loyal servants. There ain't no such thing. Shmuel says, oh no, what am I supposed to do now? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give him a plan, you understand? Well, you know, you should pretend. That's unbelievable. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not offer any special dispensations for his loyal servants when the situation is politically untenable or physically untenable. Don't go jump to conclusions. Just because I told you to do something doesn't mean I'm going to take care of you. So because of that, you have to handle things in a normal way. Omer of Yosef, you know, if only Acher would have darshan this pasuk the way his own grandson, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Barte, lo chata, he would never have gone off the Tarbut Ra'ah. V'Acher mayav, what exactly happened with Acher? So some say, Yikidiyamri Kiagav Nechosa. Some say he saw exactly that case where a child was Mekayim both mitzvahs where the Torah gives Arichas Yomim and is killed on the spot. Others say that he saw by the Hariga of the Romans of Chutzpita Meturgaman that his tongue, where the whole beauty of the Meturgaman is his tongue, was being dragged around by a Chazir. And is being dragged on the dirt. Oh my, this is ridiculous. Peshi fik margaluyot, yilachech afar in this fashion. Nafak v'chota. Obviously, there's also the Gemara in the Chagiga that talks about the Kedisa Lepardes that messed up his mind. And that's in the Chinami. And there was a combination of factors, some of which were actual experiences, other which were philosophical toviyot, that coalesced around this mice. Rami. Yeah. Rami Rav Tuvi Barav Kisna Lurav. Rav Tuvi Barav Kisna pointed out a contradiction to Rav. On the one hand, it says here, Kol ha'osem mitzvah achat metivin lo. Now that means that he had to actually have done it. Asam mitzvah achat. But if lo asa lo, that's the whole point, right? But doesn't it say, Ramini, Yashav v'lo avar avera, that a person who doesn't do an avera also is notnim lo schar kose mitzvah. Oh my, like, boy, you think you're really chalking it up over here. Click, 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 right? You're sitting around not doing averus. Yeah, great. What we're talking about is where, man, you are dying to do the avera. Atam kagon shabbat var avera liyadovini tzolei mena. It's talking about that you managed to get away from the avera by the skin of your teeth. So it was really difficult for you. That's the equivalent of actually doing a mitzvah, like the story of Reb Chanina Bar Papa, Bar Papi. There was this big Washington, in the time it was Roman, society lady who was coming on to him. So Tavate Ahi Matronita. So he sees he's not going to be able to get away from her. So Omar Milta, so he says a word of kishuf, or a shame. Umolinav Sheshichta Vekiva, he covers his body with these oozing pus spoons, figure that'll turn her off. So Omra Himilta, some of the Girsa should be the same. Of the Himilta, she did something to fix him up, the Itzi. Orak, so he ran away, and Tosha Ba'u Beibani, he hid himself in a bath, public bath, the Chihavi Island betrayed Afila Bimam. This was such a dangerous bath that the Shadim used to get you there, man. You thought this woman was dangerous, let me tell you. I mean, they had all types of pans and other things in that place. That if you went in with even two people in the middle of broad daylight, having mitzike, they would bust you. So anyway, he got out the next day. So Lumachar Amalei Rabbanan, so they asked him, they said, Medesh, whoo, ma natricha, who took care of you over there in that place? That place is the most dangerous location in town. Amalu shnei nos e kesar shamuni kol alayo. Look, I had two of the imperial guards that were around me all night long. Amrula, they said to him, oh boy, Shema Dvar Avira Baliyatcha Menitzalta Imeno. You must have gotten away from a Dvar Erva, because that's the only time something like this could happen. The Tanina, Kola Ba Dvar Erva Liyado Menitzal Imeno. O Simlo Nes, somebody who manages to get away from a very close call with some sexual experience, he can be zochet to a nace like that, but normal people, they don't get that. Like Yibore Koach Hase Dvorah Lishmoa B'Kol Dvorah. Who are the really strong ones? People are able to be mitgaber against the Yetzer Hara. Like a mice with Reb Tzedek, Tevati, Ahimat, Ronit, Reb Tzedek also had this society lady that was coming. These people are very powerful. You can't just say no. I mean, you say no, they'll have your head. So, I mean, he couldn't say no. So he says to him, Cholash Lili Boy, I'm just really too weak. I'm not able to get things up today. I'm sorry. So she says, Ika Meni Lamechal, maybe, you know, there's something to eat that could help me out. You know, I'm really not feeling so good. So she says, well, you know, we got some pork. Ika Devar Tameh. So Rav Tzedek says, well, my nafkamina. I mean, once you're ready to go, you might as well go all the way, you know. So the Ovid, if you're going to be doing this, you can eat that. So Shagra Tanura, so she turns on the oven, and she puts in a nice pork chop, and come on, Chalei.
What's known as going whole hog.
Going whole hog, very good. Very good. So he goes ahead, and he jumps into the oven. So like the Yosef Begavei, he says, what is going on? I'm like, Maya, what are you doing? Omar Lai says, well, you know, once we're going whole hog, the Ovid Ha, Nafa Baha. I mean, if I'm going to do this, where I'm going to end up anyway. I might as well enjoy it while I have it. You know?
Get used to it.
Omar Lai says, oh, God, give up. I mean, Yadi Kulei Hai Lo Tzarti. If I would have known that you guys are so, so worried about this kind of stuff, I wouldn't have bothered you. I'm so sorry. Rav Kahana, Avika Mazvin Dikule. Rav Kahana used to sell these women's purses. So Tavate Ahimatunisa, this again, the society woman comes into the store, she's gets turned on to Rav Kahana. Omar Lasu, he says to her, okay, well, I mean, I need a shower, you know. Izel Ikshit Nafshoi, so let me go and get cleaned up. Solik Vikanafum Igorle Hours. He goes up to the roof and jumps off. Ata Elio, Kivas Elio, Anovi comes and catches him on his way down. And he's really furious. So I'm like, you didn't realize I had to go 400 parsos in a split second just to catch you. I got no time for this kind of childish stuff. Atrachatan arba mea parse. Omar le, so Rivkana told Elio, well, mi goramli. Why did I get into this kind of position? Lavani yuta. It's because I'm so poor, and the only thing I make money off of is these women's purses. Obviously, I'm going to get into trouble. I mean, don't you think you could have a little bit of consideration? So, Yoav Leishifa de Dinris. Eliyahu HaNovi gave him a pile of golden coins. All right, stay out of trouble. Don't bother me next time. Omale Levi Leshmur. Arioch, Sapekli Va'ana Echo, Revavia, Verabba, Barav Hanan, Mesafke Sefuki La'adad. Omri Chavif de Pupidi Soy. Ah! Forget it. Ein orla b'chutzlot. Shulk reviewed that psak lekam der b'yochem. Shulak le. Listen here. Stom sveka abed vada'a ve'achrei zaperotehem of these harif de pumbeditoi shetunim geniza. And I tell you, kol ha'omer ein orla b'chutzlot zlo yelo nin v'nechad mashlik hevel begoro b'kal Hashem. Woo! Ve'inu keman savrua. Who is always a stam? Reb Eliezer is a reference to Reb Eliezer in Orkinus, which is Reb Eliezer Agadol. So he said in the Mishnah, Af HaKadash, meaning including along with Orla, not Tni Chadash, not Af HaKadash. Om Reb Asi, Om Reb Yochanan, Orla B'chutzlarz, Alach HaLamoshe Misinai. Omele Ravas, or Omele Ravas, Ryokhav Natanya, Sufik Orla, Ba'oretz Asur, Basuria Mutar. So how could it be in Sufik, do you write to be Mutar? Ooh, Shtomim Kishachada. Omele, Ema Kach Nehemar in the Halachas, Veka Mutar Vada Asur. Om Ravas, Yom Rav Yochanan, Lokin Alakilayim Devar Torah. What? Omele Lebeloz, Rav Yosi, Vanantan Akilayim Devar Sofrim. Lokashikam Beklakar Kambar Kavati Lan, Kirishmuel. The chukim that came before the tishmoru, meaning chukim shechakakti lechakvar, and that is beem techa lo tarbiya kilayim, sadecha lo tizra. So ba beem techa baharba'a, av sadecha, meaning dafka baharkava. Uma beem techa noeg bein baratz bein b'chutzaratz, av sadecha noeg bein baratz bein b'chutzaratz. So then why does it say sadecha, which is Eretz Yisrael? No, that's lemut Yisroyim shebechutzaratz. Rav Chanan, or something, Rav Nachman, Rav Hanan, Avishak, Rav Yosef, Gu'urcha, Chazula, who gavar, the Kazara, Zroim, Badi, Adari, Omalai, Neite, Mar, Nishamte, Omalai, Asi, Lo, Chavitu, Vetu, Chazula, who gavar, the Kazara, Chiti, Visar, Begufni, Amalei at last, Haiti Manashamle, I see it still looks Ari. Look, I'm an Rav Yosef, the Omar Archie Yisra Chita, Vesor of Acharat of Apollo Dia. Rav Yosef would actually be Ma'ariv Lechatchila Bizrani Vizora. Omalei Abaye Manantan Kilayim Divrei Seferim. Omar Lein, Lord Kasha, come to Kloya Kerim, which is us the Rabbana. But I'm doing Kloya Zroim, which is Motiv Lechatchila. Because Kaloi Hakaran to be or Asurim Bahana as a Bukhutsar Slami goes by Rabbona. Bashenkin Kaloi's Roy, but or it's Asir Bahana, Bukhutsar Slo goes by at all. Hot armor of Yosef, Lav Milta the armor. The Rav, after all, was Zoraginatad Ve Rav in Mashari Mashari. I assume my timer, Lav Mishume Ruve Ruve Kalayim, and that was only Kaloi's Roy. Oh, Malay Abaya, that's no reason to change your mind. Bishlema Yashbi Inan Arba Larba Ruchotaruga Viachat Beemza. I mean, that would have made an impression. It was because of Kilayim. Elohach Mishum Noi, or maybe Mishum Tircha Deshamai. Kolos Mitzvachat Betivin Lo Marichin Lo Yamav and Ochelat Arutz. Vachoshenu Mitzvachat Emitivin Lo Vemarichin Lo Yamav and Ochelat Arutz. What I mean? Elu Devarim Shadam Ochel Perotayim Balam Azava Keren Kayemet Ololam Abavelo and Kibra Veim Vigbinut Chasadim. Vachlasat Orchim Avad Shalom Ben Adam Lachaviro Vatamut Torah Keneged Kulam. Omre Vidachi Kama Kolos Mitzvachat Above and Beyond Yeterat Zchuyotav. Then Metivin Lo Vedomek Bishikim Kolatara Kula. So what? You're saying Bechol the Anach, Afilu Bechol the Nami, the guy could be a Rosh Gomer? Omer Shmai, no. The guy's a Beinani. But Lomash, Imai, Tashkula Machrat. Bechol Ose Mitzvah, Chad Yetiraz, Chuyotav, Metivimlo. Veramino Kozo, Chuyotav, Merubim, Avonotav, Meriimlo. Vedome Kamishet Sarav, Kala Torah Kula. Vlo Shem Emen Afilu Otachat. Bechol Avonotav, Merubim, Mizchuyotav. That's the guy that Metivimlo. Vedome Kamishet Kiem, Kala Torah Kula. Vlo Chiser Otachat Bimena. Amr Abayim Matnitin Davina La Yumatav VeYumabish Rav Amar Amani Rabbi Yaakov Yidomer Schar Mitzvah by Amalek at the Tanya Rabbi Yaakov Omer Ein Lachak Mitzvah Mitzvah Shechtuva BaTorah Shematan Scharah BeTzidash Ein Tchiyat Avetim Tluyaba. Take a look. Kibravim Ktiv Laman Yerichun Yamech Laman Yitavla Shua Hakem Ktiv Laman Yitavla Harach Yamim Snu Harishomer Laviv Alei Lebirav Avi Ligozalot Allah Lebirav Shlachat Aim Natalat Avanim Bechazarato Nafal Vemet Echan Tovat Yamav Shalze Echan Arichut Yamav Shalze Ela Laman Yitavla Mas Min Olam Shkolatov Niman Yerichun Yamech Mas Min Olam Shkolo Aroch Vedilma Lavach Yavi Ever No Rabbi Yaakov Maaseh Chose Vedilma Maharba Verahavi No, that's only Bali Khatan Shani. I Omer Baza Shulchan Mitzvah in an Izokin Lo Bali Khatan Velo Bechazirata. Well, it was a Sulam Ra'uahu. The Kaviya Hezeka. V'cholecha the Kaviya Hezeka Lo Zomchina Nanisa. The Chtiva Yomer Shmuel Echelech V'shamash Rovargin. Omer of Yosef Il Molei Darshi Ach Lahai Krok Rabbi Yaakov Barbarate Lo Chata V'achamai Havi Ikanamiki Hai Gavna Chaza V'ikanamiki Lish L'chutz Pitat Turgamon Chaza V'gorlei Dover Acher Omar Peshi Fik Margoliot Yelachich Afar Nofak V'chota Romi Yerav Tuvi Barav Kisil Rova Tznan Kalos Mitzvachat Metivim Lo Which means Mashba Davka Osa In V'lo Osa Lo Ay V'ramino Yashav V'lo Avar Avira. That's the equivalent of Notim Lo Schar Kosei Mitzvah. Oh, Male, that's talking about Kagon Shabbat Varaveli Yado, Vinitzoloi Mena, like the Mice of Rabchanina Bar Papi, with the Va'atea Himatunita, Omar Milta Moin Afshi Shikhba Lekiva, Avdahim Milta Vitsi, or Aktosha Bubebane, the Chive Avi Island betraying Afilo Biyavoma Avi Mitzake, Lomocher Omrele Rabbonan, Man Natracha, Amalush Nenosei Kesar Shamruni, Kolalai. Omrelay, oh, must be Shema Dvar Erva Baliyatchav Nitzalta Emena. The Tanina called Abba Dvar Erva Liyadov Nitzalta Emena, Osim Lo Neis. Gibore Koach Osei Dvaro Lishmo, the Kol Dvaro Kigon, Rabbi Tzadok V'chavei Rav, Maisut Rabbi Tzadok Tvaate Ahim Hatunisa, Omala, Ay, Chvala Shli Liboy, Lo Matzina, Iked Mine Lameichal, Omala Iked Dvar Tomei, Omala Nu, Mein Afkemina, Deoban Hai Alchalai, Shagra Tanura, Komon Chalai. So look me out of the government. Hey, my eye. Oh, my leg. No, David, I know about it. Amalei, well, yada kulei hai lotzar ticha. Rav Kahana, vikamaz ben dikula, tavadei imutu nisa. Amalei, he's a likshit nafshoi. Solik vikadafim igvili agra, otei liyo kiblei. Amalei, we get nothing better to do, atrachatan rabba meya parsi. Amalei, nu, mi goramli, lavani yuta, yoyim le shifa the din reading.